When did hunters become farmers? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Long ago, someone realized that raising animals for food was a lot easier than hunting them. Melinda Zeter, a curator at the Smithsonian, is combing through collections of animal fossils to pinpoint exactly when humans made that leap.
With animals, they're doing that by controlling the breeding of the animals, and then harvesting the results of those controlled breeding experiments. It's a major step for humankind. It's something that changes things forever.
Zeter examines bones left over from early human meals, looking for signs that the animal on the menu was domesticated rather than hunted. For example, domesticated goats developed shorter horns because their human handlers selected the least dangerous males. Zeter says animal domestication goes back at least 10,000 years and is an extremely important part of our history.
And what I believe passionately is that understanding the conditions, the context, the consequences of human choices 10,000 years ago is critical to facing the problems that we have today. I think that's absolutely critical in our understanding of who and what we are and where we're going.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.